Hey, Real Truth About Business listeners. It's Sarah Kahn from the Business Blasphemy Podcast, where every week we tackle one nonsense norm, trend, or bullshit piece of status quo business advice and get really real about what it takes to actually build, grow, and scale your business. No fluff, just straight talk. But for now, you're listening to the Real Truth About Business. Here's your host, Michelle DiNaio.
Hello, hello, my favorite people. How are you doing today? Welcome back. Another episode. Here we are, The Real Truth About Business. And today we're talking about the real truth about lead magnets. Okay. Lead magnets come up all the time. Do I need one? What should it be? I have all these lead magnets and I don't promote them. I feel like I've created all, you know, six different email or lead magnets and I don't do anything with it. Any of that sound familiar? For most of us, we have this just slew of lead magnets that we have tried different things, and the efficacy, if I'm so proud of myself that I said that word right, of them is sometimes hard to measure, right? And there's a couple things that I wanted to talk about in regards to this, because this question's come up a lot with different clients and what should I do? And, you know, do I need one? And, you know, here's the thing. The biggest thing I can tell you about a lead magnet is that the lead magnet is only as good as the follow-up behind it, right? So what do I mean by that? How many times have, like, if you have a lead magnet that you're promoting all the time and then you're never doing anything else with it, or you're never contacting those clients again or those people that opt into it, seriously, what's the point, right? Because think about your own, you know, how many opt-ins have you, you know, you opt into, and then you may look at it, and then if you never hear from that person again, like, do you even remember that you own that lead magnet? Probably not, right? Like, unless it's like some people, you know, have like a really, really high value lead magnet, which I do think is the name of the game anymore, right? Like, people are sick of just downloading like your basic freebie or your basic checklist or anything of that sort. But it really, really depends on the follow-up. Like, what is the next step? What's the goal with this lead magnet? Is the next step to get them on a call? Is the next step to nurture them in your email list? Is the next step to put them into one of your social platforms, to listen to your podcast, you know, to get on a discovery call, right? Like, what is the purpose of a lead magnet? And if you're not going to do anything with the back end of it, then you're going to end up with an email list of 400 or 500 up to, you know, thousands of people that you do nothing with, right? Or, you know, people are going to forget about you. They're going to not remember that they have it. They're not going to know what to do with it. You know, so, you know, you really have to think about what is the goal with this lead magnet, right? Like, what am I trying to achieve? And what do I want the next step to be for my, you know, the people that opt into this. Okay. So, I mean, that right there could be the entire episode, is just thinking about that. Like, if you have a lead magnet, what is the next step? What is the goal? What is the purpose? Right. And also understanding that people are not just opting into like random silly shit anymore. Like, the amount of information people are consuming is substantially less just because people are on an information overload, right? So your lead magnet has to be compelling, and you have to have something on the back end of it compelling enough to get people to stick around, because otherwise they're just going to opt out, right? I think even the days of long welcome email series, you know, there's a time and a place for a long intro, but like, even think of your own behaviors, right? Like, how many of you actually read the welcome sequence? You know, I mean, how many of you get through a full welcome sequence before you unsubscribe if you never hear from them again, right? So really think about that. Think about your buyer. Think about your ideal client. Think about what they respond to, how they interact with you, right? Like, do they typically interact by getting on a call? Do they typically interact in your DMs? How do they interact with you, right? And you want to make sure that you have some strategy on the back end of that to make sure that you get that interaction, because otherwise, what is the point, right? There is zero point in having a lead magnet. So when we're talking about lead magnets, obviously, I do think that they are a great way to attract people into your world. Okay. So first and foremost, that's what a lead magnet is, right? It is designed to bring people engage new prospects, build trust, build that credibility, get that trust factor, and then eventually convert them into leads, right? Or into buyers, convert them from leads to clients, right? That's the whole point in the name of it, lead magnet, right? Like, it's a design to draw leads into your business. But again, you want to make sure they're the right leads. You want to make sure that they stick around, because having a million leads that literally are not your ideal client or your ideal buyer does nothing for you, right? So I'm very, very picky about lead magnets, because they can be a colossal waste of time if you're not doing anything with it, right? The other thing is, remember, just because you create a lead magnet does not mean like leads are going to magically be attracted to it. You still have to promote the lead magnet. You still have to share it. You still have to let people know it exists. So you have to have a plan for that too, of like, are you going to promote it once a week? Are you going to promote it on your podcast? Are you going to promote it in your social? Are you going to promote it in your signature line? Is it going to be a pop-up on your website? Is it going to be a separate landing page? Like, how do you plan to promote it? How do you plan to get eyes on this lead magnet, right? That's something that you have to think about. And so, you know, understanding what type of lead magnet you even want to create. There's so many different types, and lead magnets do not have to be free, number one, right? It could be a low ticket offer. It could be a workshop. It could be something, a masterclass, right? Lead magnets don't necessarily have to be free. And in a lot of ways, you know, I am a firm believer in not having a free lead magnet. It can be a paid, because then the people that are coming in are really truly saying, yes, I want this, right? If they are willing to exchange their credit card information in order to get what you're promoting, then they really are interested versus just a freebie. So I think there's a time and a place for free, and I think there's a time and a place for paid. Again, looking at your strategy, what is the goal here, right? Like, are we just trying to hit the masses and get my name out in front of as many people, right? And then really nurture them on the back end and, you know, get them into your world? Or is it that you want like really high qualified leads? You want to nurture them. Like, you want to give them insane value through a masterclass, through a more personal touch, right? Thinking about that. So again, what's the goal? What's the strategy? What are you trying to achieve with your lead magnet? All right. And then, you know, what are they struggling with? You know, don't just create something because you think it's a good lead magnet. This is something I've been guilty of. I see it happen all the time where people, they create this lead magnet and nobody freaking wants it, right? Like, just because we think it's a good idea, or we think, oh my God, my clients need this. Like, this is exactly what they need. If nobody is saying to you, like, if you're not hearing any words of like, man, I'm really struggling with this, or I really wish I could get help with this, or this is something I'm really struggling with, or if you're in Facebook groups or any of these social platforms or listening to things where people are saying like, well, I'm really struggling with this. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. The chances are it's not going to draw them in, right? Just because if they don't know what they, you know, just because you think it's something they need doesn't necessarily mean it's going to draw people in. And we love to create, right? It's an easy thing to do. It's a distractor. It keeps us in our comfort zones. We love, love, love to create, but don't just create for the sake of creating, because again, it's time wasted, it's hours spent, and you have to make sure that your audience truly is looking for whatever you're creating, because otherwise it's not going to convert, all right? So decide what type of lead magnet you want to have. Now, it can look different. Look at my lead magnet. My lead magnet is the Sunday Morning Brew. You know why it's that? Because I got sick of creating lead magnets. Like I said in the beginning of this episode, how many of us have an arsenal of lead magnets that we've created? Worksheets, PDFs, courses, masterclasses, mini. How many of us have all of those things? And so what I decided to do is, what I didn't want to do is have to promote people to join my newsletter, which is the Sunday Morning Brew, and then also promote lead magnets all the time, right? And I also wanted to add value to my newsletter. So I combined the two. If you're on the Sunday Morning Brew list, which if you're not, go to the show notes or just go to sundaymorningbrew.com and you'll get access to the entire resource library. So by the end of this year, there will be 52 different resources in there, primarily centered around sales and marketing, because that is what I am hearing people are struggling with the most: sales, marketing, offers, pricing, you know what I mean? Those type things. So I base my lead magnets and the resources based usually on conversations that I've had. But most of the time, I'm not creating something new. It's something I've already created, and I'm just giving it a little bit of facelift. But the thing about it is that might not work for you. That's not a good strategy for everybody. Not everybody wants to send a weekly newsletter, right? So like, if you don't have any intention on staying consistent with a weekly newsletter, then that's not going to be a good fit for you. You could, as a lead magnet, run a masterclass every single month, right? You could run an event, you could run a workshop, you could run a masterclass, you could run a power hour. I don't care what you call it. It doesn't really matter. But events are a great way to draw leads in, especially because not only are they, it could be paid, but it could be free. But in exchange, they're giving you their time to show up, right? And so, and a lot of times if it's a masterclass or something, you get an opportunity to interact with your new, with your audience, right? So it really builds know, like, trust factor a lot better than like a PDF or something of that sort, right? The other thing I think that's really important to keep in mind when you're creating lead magnets is less is more. People do not want to open up a 52-page PDF document, ebook, unless you're literally advertising it as like a mini story or like a mini book, right? But most people want quick, consumable content. Quick and consumable, easy to consume, checklists, quizzes, small little soundbite, like audio, private podcasts are a great lead magnet right now because a lot of people are doing audio. You know, there's a lot of ways, but make it consumable. More is not better in this situation. You want it to be high value. You want it to, you want people to opt into it and go, wow, that was really, really helpful, right? You're, the whole point of a lead magnet is to go, wow, if I can get this for free or at low cost, imagine what it would be like to work with this person, right? Like, you really are trying to create that value, but it doesn't mean it has to be complex. There is power in simplicity, and it needs to be in a consumable way that people can actually take action on it. Don't make it so confusing and so complex and so many steps that people can't take action, right? Like, you don't want to do that. That's not going to work. It's not going to actually, again, what's the goal? It's not going to lead to something more. It's not. So be very, very mindful of the type of lead magnet that you create and really how consumable it is, right? It does not have to be very, very complex. So really thinking about that is format, link, delivery method. Like, for me, even one of the things that I've done, like, I understand that people have Kajabi and Thinkific and Teachable and all of these platforms, but a lot of the feedback that I get and I hear all the time is like, I can never remember how to log into that. I can never remember how to find it. I can never remember where to go look for it, right? I've really switched back to just sending Google Drive files because it's easy. Most people are using Google Drive or some type of cloud. They're used to seeing those links, the buttons. It's very easy. And I named it, like, my Drive folder for Sunday Morning Brew is called 2024 Sunday Morning Brew _ Michelle Denio. So like, if they're in their Google Drive, they could literally search Sunday Morning Brew or they could search Michelle Denio and it's going to pop up and all those resources will be there. So it's very easy for them to access, right? If they've got to remember, sometimes with these LMS platforms, which is learning management systems, so Kajabi, Thinkific, MemberVault, all of that, they have to remember, like, where did I get that course on? Did I get an email with my login? If they didn't save their login, if they're not using like LastPass or Save, but most people are, but it's really more about like, where is it? You know? And so then they end up having to go scrolling through their emails and then they don't remember and they get distracted because now they're in their email. So just be mindful of that. Be mindful of consumption. And although it might look professional to have on all of these big platforms, it's one more thing that people have to do to actually access your product. And that can be a deterrent. That can make life harder. And then that allows one more step, one more set of distractions, and then they are not consuming it. And again, if they're not consuming it, what's the point? They're not going to get anything from it, right? So be very, very mindful about the ease of consumption. That is so, so huge. And then the last thing really I will say in this episode is measure it, track it, see how it's working, see how it's converting, right? Like if you have a couple different lead magnets, I would say promote one for at least 60 to 90 days and see how it converts. And when I say convert, it's not just a matter of like, did people opt into it? Like, did they take that next step? Do you have that next step laid out? And what is it? And did people take it, right? Like, did they schedule the call? Did they open up? I will say, like, on average, I have a 55% open rate on my Sunday Morning Brew newsletter. And I would say the clicks to the actual resource libraries are somewhere around like 5 to 6%. So not a huge amount of people actually look at the resources, but that doesn't mean that they don't go back to it, right? They may know that it's there. They may just not be clicking in the link. I've had multiple people tell me that they love the resources, you know, so it's always good to get feedback, you know? So if you do something for 90 days, there's really no reason why you can't just ask your audience like, hey, do you mind giving me some feedback on that? How did you feel about it? What did you think? You know, you could always ask, but like collect data. You know, I'm big on data, but like, don't keep promoting something if it's not working. So do it for 90 days, get consistent with it, have a plan. Even if it's a free lead magnet, you need to have a plan around it. So once you have the plan around it, then you can then look at the facts and the information to see, did this work? Did it not work? Is it getting me the right leads? Are they taking further action? Am I getting any feedback? Do they want something different, right? And you don't need a million of them. Like you do not need to keep creating new lead magnets because everything you create needs to be promoted. And we only have so much bandwidth to promote. People only have so much bandwidth to absorb. So you do not need to create and create and create and create. Pick one or two, measure and track and keep going. So have a strategy. Think about your lead magnets. Go back to some of your old lead magnets. Do they just need a little spruce up? Do they just need a little updating? Did you have one that worked really well that you haven't promoted in a long time? Go back to it. Maybe you need to add to it. Maybe you need to simplify it. Whatever it is, but lead magnets are extremely effective. They are a phenomenal way to draw people to you, but make sure they're relevant to the right leads. You are not trying to draw anybody and everybody into your world that does not serve you, that does not grow your business. Okay. You are here to serve the right people. And I know there's a lot of like horseshit in the space about lead magnets only attract freebie seekers. You know what? In a sense, that's true. But at some point, what I can tell you from my experience is that there are some people that are always going to be DIYers, right? There just is. But sometimes those freebies and those freebie seekers are taking the time and they end up becoming your best clients down the line. So who cares? It's not up for you to decide when people are ready to spend money, right? Like if they're a freebie seeker, then just don't put too much energy into them, right? Like let them be a DIYer, let them build their business in their own way and just know that that's not your ideal client and you're not going to put as much time and attention into it. But quite honestly, it doesn't matter because even if they never purchase from you, sometimes they can be your biggest advocate. Sometimes they can be your best referral partner. So don't get too wrapped up into, well, when I promote lead magnets, I only get freebie seekers. Sometimes we need those freaking like really strong powerhouse referral, like sing our names from the rooftops. There's something to be said for that too. But again, you want to make sure that you have a next step. Sometimes when you get stuck in the freebie seeker is because you have no strategy for them to move to the next step. There is no way for them to pay you. You don't have a way for them to hire you. You assume that they're going to take action and look it up on their own. They're not. make it easy for them to take that next step, whether that's booking a discovery call, buying a low ticket offer, give it to them, make it easy. Okay. So really make sure you have a strategy before you just go and create and create and create. As with anything, this should not be news to you. If you've listened to this podcast before, strategy is everything. All right. I love you. I believe in you. I will talk to you soon.
Attention all service-based business owners and solopreneurs. Trust me when I say there is data in your business that you are overlooking that is the key to unlocking new clients, more profitable offers, and a more strategic and effective marketing strategy. I'm going to help you uncover this information and use it to your advantage to grow your business and find those missed opportunities. Schedule your free rapid fire strategy session today by going to MichelleDeNioConsulting.com.